Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Wednesday, April 10th, 2024, 9:09 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle. I'm joined in the Red Rock studio by San Juan record editor, Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Good.
Doing good. I'm looking forward to a beautiful day today.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice and warm and awesome.
Yeah, and that's just the tip. You know, it's gonna get even nicer. I was gonna say tip of the iceberg, but I don't know if you can call it an iceberg.
The tip of the melting iceberg.
There we go. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's warming up, thawing out. So yeah, should be a beautiful weekend again. So it's starting to be spring here, nice stuff. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. A bunch of different items to bring you this morning. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, but a little bit more about the San Juan County Commission, where members of the commission discussed a number of different items at their latest meeting on April 2nd. County commissioners approved a letter to support Emory Telcom's efforts to expand fiber with ReConnect funding through a USDA Rural Development grant at that meeting. The letter supports the company's efforts to receive funds to expand fiber connections to rural portions of the San Juan County, including the Eastland and Ucolo areas. Speaking at the meeting, Emory Telcom Chief Operating Officer Jared Anderson reported on the company's work over the past few years bringing fiber connections throughout the county, and shared that they're building out to and connecting to the 100 homes they've targeted, mostly in the Ucolo and Eastland area, that could have cost as much as $50,000 to $60,000 for each house to connect. He said a typical home that's right in the core of Monticello or Blanding, that's going to cost more like $3,000, and the company will eventually make their money back on that, but building out to some of those remote areas requires grant funding to make sense of. Anderson explained the letter of support from the county will help the scoring on the grant application for the funding. Anderson also shared they've built out to Bluff and Mexican Hat with connections to medical facilities and schools in Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley. Anderson did share they're working on permits for Westwater, Halchita, and Navajo Mountain, as they have chapter resolutions in support of the efforts, and also noted that Navajo Tribal Utility Authority has been helpful as well. Speaking about Halchita, Anderson, they have federal funding and complete the connections in 2 months, but are still working on a permitting process. Members of the commission unanimously approved the letter of support to help the company's efforts receive a grant to expand fiber access across the county. That letter read in part that reliable high-speed internet provides residents of rural communities and our neighbors with opportunities we may not have access to. It continued to say it allows for economic development and individuals to overcome potential barriers and accessibility issues faced by the absence of internet. At that same meeting, members of the commission also heard a report from representatives of the Utah Division of Water Rights regarding the water adjudication process that is underway in the county. It's decades in the making, starting up in the southeast region, starting up in Emory and Carbon counties, recently getting completed in Grand and just starting now in San Juan County. There is also adjudication going on the Navajo Nation portion of the county as part of the Navajo-Utah Water Rights Settlement, and you can read more about that and additional info in the latest edition of the San Juan Record. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Report out of Montezuma County, where the National Forest has issued trail and road closures for boggy draw areas. They've got prescribed fire operations. Boggy draw trailhead and portions of the trail system are temporarily closed to the public. That started yesterday for public and firefighter safety during prescribed fire operations. They're planning to conduct several prescribed burns in the boggy draw area over the next few weeks. Burning operations taking place over multiple days when weather and fuel conditions are favorable. A trail and area closure will again allow for safe application of those prescribed fires. The closure is in effect through November 30th, but may be terminated early if prescribed fire operations and trailside hazards can be addressed sooner. Dolores District Ranger Nick Musto said that they understand the unique relationship in our in communities have with the Boggy Draw Trail system, and they say they'll do everything they can to make the closure as brief as possible. They'll reopen the area after operations conclude and fire-related hazards to trail users are mitigated. So again, prescribed fires, you may see the smoke may be visible in the area, but again, they're doing some prescribed burns there near the Boggy Trailhead and throughout the trail. And it's going to mean that the area is going to be closed until they wrap that up. So they're hoping that they can do it quickly. But closure is, in essence, closed until they're done.
Yeah, Boggy Draw, it's about 5 miles or so north of Dolores, due north of Dolores. Incredible bicycling trails. It's going to be great in the long run to have that all cleared out and maintained and ready to go. So,
yeah. So hopefully they can get it done quick. I know that's their plan. But yeah, it's nice to have these prescribed burns and to keep the general integrity of the area rather than a huge fire that would ruin it.
Yeah,
and I'm sure it would ruin all those mud trails too if there's no trees on the ground to slow down rain and whatnot. So.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a fun trail system up there, and it needs maintenance too. So,
yep. So that's the latest there. Plan. You're gonna have to plan to ride your bike or take your dogs on a walk someplace else for the foreseeable future.
There are a few opportunities other than Boggy Draw.
There are.
If you ever have a chance, once they finish that, if you're a bicyclist, you ought to check out Boggy Draw.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, very good. Again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. We'll take a quick break and be back with more news items. Stick with us. It's the Morning Show on 92.7.
Hello, this is Greg Medves with the auction team, inviting you to the first annual Moab Consignment Auction this Saturday at 9 a.m. at the Old Spanish Trail Arena in Moab. From tractors, trailers, equipment, ATV, guns, ammunition, knives, antiques, and much, much more, we've got it all. Whether you're a seasons collector or looking for a great deal, this is the place to be. Don't miss your chance to score incredible items at an unbeatable price. Learn more at theauctionteam.com.
Did you know Utah State University Health Professions has programs for many of the fastest growing healthcare careers in the nation? USU's instructors have years of real world experience in the medical field and bring that knowledge to the classroom. State of the art training equipment prepares USU students to hit the ground running as they enter the workforce. USU Health Professions is designed to be flexible for students who are working, have families, or other commitments. Learn what it takes to pursue a career in healthcare. Visit healthprofessions.usu.edu today.
The folks at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, send out a big hearty welcome to everyone who's in town for the Easter Jeep Safari. Whether you're here for some jeeping, four-wheeling, or biking and hiking, stop by Walker Drug for all your outdoor needs and check out our big specials all month long. The Walker Drug Pharmacy accepts Cigna and most other major prescription insurance plans. We offer home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next door to Walker's True Value.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. We got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area on this Wednesday, April 10th, 2024, 9:20 a.m. Looking at some news in the Red Rock listening area. Two families from the Navajo Nation, two Diné families, are suing Arizona and several other entities claiming they're liable for loved ones' deaths because of lack of oversight on the sober living crisis, or sober living homes mismanaged in the state of Arizona. That's according to a report from the Navajo Times. Bodera Joe writing that story. The memorandum in the lawsuit describes in detail the state's knowledge of the healthcare fraud scheme, preying on Native Americans who sought sobriety and addiction treatment. The complaint states Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment System and Arizona Department of Health Service were named as defendants in the lawsuit. Last May, Arizona government officials deferred payments to more than 100 healthcare providers during allegations of fraudulent Medicaid billing to the state, which possibly scammed out of hundreds of millions of dollars and wronged thousands of Navajo and other Native Americans. According to the lawsuit, the scheme may have cost the state roughly $2 billion in fraudulent billing. So you can read more about that story in the Navajo Times. That story is also available online at NavajoTimes.com. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Wednesday morning, which means as part of that, we've got the latest edition of the San Juan Record available now.
Yeah, the San Juan Record is here at our offices, and we're getting it sent out to newsstands and to subscribers. It's online. Our paper this week, our cover story, our cover photo, is Shanda Wingett, a language arts teacher at San Juan High School, was named the San Juan School District Teacher of the Year. They had a big banquet last week and honored Shanda, in addition to lots of other teachers. There's basically a teacher and an employee at every school in the district that is honored. So we've got profiles we list all the people who were honored on our online story. We have a write-up from the supervisor of each of these honorees talking about the good work that they do in the school. So Teacher of the Year at the San Juan School District, Shanda Wingett at San Juan High School. We've got Empire Electric is returning $1.68 million in capital credits and checks that will be mailed out to their members this month. There's a water settlement, water rights adjudication process that will be going on in Eastland this summer. We have a story about that. 9 local businesses have received grants to put solar arrays into their implement that into their business plan. Anyway, a whole lot going on. Charlie Bayless, assistant professor of social work, is named the faculty mentor of the year at Utah State University. She's located at the Blanding campus. Design Build Bluff. It's been this collaboration between students at the University of Utah Architectural School. They celebrated 20 years of good work in Bluff and had a big event last week. Have a nice story about that. We have little profiles of all 9 local San Juan County athletes who received All-State honors in the basketball season. So really a great season all the way around. Shamiqua Hudson, Precious Bedoni, Shumba Begay, Lyric Phillips, Nevaeh Wilson, Anthony Doan, Shakia Hudson, Heidi Clark, and Mariah Begay. All 9 of them earned All-State honors and had tremendous success. So we've got nice action photos of each of them and a story there. San Juan softball and San Juan baseball teams both had busy weeks last week and have good stories by Rhett Sifford about that we may talk about later on. An obituary in the paper this week for Palmer Black, passed away last month. Very interesting. He's from Cortez, lived all throughout the area, lived all over the world. He's a subscriber to the San Juan Record, and we'd send it the paper to the most exotic locations, tracking down Palmer Black. Anyway, his obituary is there. And our back page photo is the Monticello High School girls softball team. Nice photo of that team. And so read the paper. We appreciate your support. There's a lot of good information in there. Local journalism is alive and well. I don't know if it's well sometimes. We sure are working hard and doing our best to get the word out and to cover everything that's happening in this incredible corner of the globe.
Yeah. Well, very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Yeah, it's something We try and summarize in a few minutes each morning on the morning show, but it's a culmination of a week of work, and then we do it all over again. So
yeah, we start over.
Yep. So we'll be looking forward to the next edition as you're getting this new one. But again, you get the San Juan Record throughout the area. Also, get an online subscription and check it out online at sjrnews.com. Again, it's a morning show on Red Rock 92. It's a couple of things for you. The Utah Navajo Health System is having a diabetes prevention and control program. They're presenting a fun run this week. They had a fun run and walk event in recognition of Foot Health Month. They had one in Blanding on the 8th and in Montezuma Creek at the clinic yesterday. They've got one at Monument Valley with a registration at 3:30, race at 4. And they've got the one at Monument Valley today and the one at Navajo Mountain tomorrow. So a nice little event there UNHS is putting on. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
There'll be a celebration of life for Claudia Bissett, age 70, of Moab, on Saturday, April 13th at 2 p.m. at Spanish Valley Mortuary. There'll be a celebration of life for Cortez resident Julianne Whiteley on Sunday, May 5th at 400 North Mildred Avenue in Cortez at 1 p.m. And graveside services for Palmer Black will be held at noon on Thursday, June 20th at the Blanding City Cemetery. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill, and our condolences to those mourning at this time. Once again, it's the morning show on 92.7. We'll take a break and be back with more news and happenings.
Everything you need for the season is at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. All month long, save big on select varieties of Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Programs. Buy one, get one free on mix and match bags of KT Bird Food. Come check out the great deals on select Ace Yard and Garden Tools. Plus, discounts on Eco Lawn Equipment and all the grills in stock. It's all part of the Red Hot Buys all month long at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Welcome to Ute Mountain Casino, where the excitement never stops. Join us for 444 Fridays. Every hour, one lucky winner wins in $400 free play, plus 400 drawing entries and 400 gift points. Rolling in free play. One winner every hour will win $400 in free play. Saturdays in April, enter our $28,000 free play giveaway with chances from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. to win up to $1,000. Local appreciation on Thursdays. Come feel the thrill all April long at Ute Mountain Casino.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Welcome to Moab and the Easter Jeep Safari from El Tapatia, the finest Mexican food in Moab. While you're here, come treat your taste buds to a delicious fajita, burrito, enchilada, or torta. Enjoy a freshly made margarita, cocktail, or cerveza from the bar. Ask about our daily specials and our private dining room for groups. For a festive atmosphere and a taste of old Mexico, pay a visit to El Tapatio in Moab at 125 South Main next to the Best Western.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
I really lost my head last night. You've got a right to stop believing.
soul. Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Wednesday, April 10th, 2024, 9:30 a.m. And Bill always plays a song that was a chart topper. And
yeah.
Some of them I've heard. I don't know that
You've
one.
You never heard that one?
No.
Wow. This is 1977. It's 47 years ago today. Don't Give Up on Us, Baby by David Soul. He was riding high on the success of his hit TV show Starsky and Hutch. Starsky and Hutch were these two policemen with some attitude. Anyway, he was Hutch. But he wanted to return to his early choices of singing, so he released this Don't Give Up on Us, Baby. It was a worldwide smash.
Wow.
All across the world. It spent a single week as all on top of the Billboard 100 chart in the United States. But anyway, that was a big song back in 1977.
Mm.
He died in just January, just a couple months ago at the age of 80. Don't Give Up on Us, Baby by David Soul. Man, that would get your sophomore in high school heart a-fluttering.
Yeah.
At least it did mine. A lot going on today in history. On April 10th, 1998, the Good Friday Agreement was signed, created a path towards peace in Northern Ireland, and is still in effect today. The Titanic embarked on its maiden voyage on this day in 1912. The Great Gatsby was published on this day in 1925. And in 1849, so before the Civil War, the safety pin was patented by Walter Hunt.
Huh.
Invented the safety pin. He later sold his rights to the fastener for $400.
Wow.
But that's quite an invention.
$400. Wow. What a
multimillionaire. Yeah.
In the 1800s.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He sold the rights, but I'm glad Walter Hunt was a pretty good inventor. Today is the last day of Ramadan, the month of fasting in the Islamic world. The Eid al-Fitr is a celebration to mark the end of the month, and so your Islamic friends, Muslim friends that you have, will be having a big celebration to mark the end of Ramadan. Birthdays today, actor David Harbour is 49 years old. He's been in lots of things, including Stranger Things. He was the sheriff in Stranger Things. Football coach and broadcaster John Madden was born on this day in 1936. He was a legend, passed away in 2021. Actor Chuck Connors was born on April 10th, 1921. He was the rifleman on TV back in the day. Local birthdays today for Jolynn Redd, Allison Black, Zoe Johnson, Kelly Tracy, Scott Sandifer, Marianne Baker, Danielle Ford, Tracy Beanland, and Jake Giles. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, you can give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
All right. I did some research as you were doing that. So $400 in 1849. Today, that's worth $16,000.
Wow.
So that's a good amount of money, but I don't know.
You know, the thing is you say safety pin, and people all over the world know immediately what that was. That was really a significant, pretty cool invention.
Yeah.
I imagine putting diapers on babies before 1849 was probably a pretty risky proposition or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, safety
Well, it's
pins.
Interesting to me, too. That's something that putting a safety pin on a kid, that's I'm putting a pin on the kid, I guess. That would be really dangerous. But, you know, of course, now you got those Velcro type straps.
Yeah.
So I've never seen a safety pin on a diaper, but I guess that's, like you say, better than a
regular
pin.
Well, you have, but you just can't remember because you were very small.
Yeah, sure. well, good deal.
One other thing I saw that the Horizon Films, these new movies by Kevin Costner, are going to make their debut in May at the Cannes Film Festival in France. That's a pretty big deal. We're eagerly anticipating their arrival here. It's a two-part movie starring Kevin Costner, Sienna Miller, Sam Worthington, and the biggest star of all, the Red Rock Country.
Yeah.
Filmed in large part in this area. So,
well, it'll be interesting. It'll see how long of a standing ovation that they get. That's the thing at that film festival, is just about every film gets a standing ovation, and
And if it's a stopwatch. You can't just watch it. You have to have a standing ovation at the end, and how long is it going to last?
Yeah. The longest looks like, from what I'm seeing, just quick research, is 22 minutes is the longest standing ovation. That was for Guillermo del Toro's Pan's Labyrinth. I remember seeing, online a few years ago, they got a 2 minute standing ovation, and that the subtext was that was a terrible movie. Everybody hated it. But when you're at Cannes, you got a standing clap. So hopefully folks will enjoy
Pan's Labyrinth. I had a 22 minute nap in the middle of that one.
Oh, that was probably a nightmare then if you took a nap during that one. That was kind of a scary movie. But anyways, that's we're definitely off track now. But we'll see. We'll be watching that stopwatch.
If we're talking about Horizon, the 2-part movie filmed in this area, we're not off topic. We're spot on.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be fun. It'll be one released in June, one released in August. I wonder if they'll show them back to back. It can.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That may shorten the standing ovation if you got to sit through 4 hours.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
your can's going to need to be exercised a little
out,
bit between viewings.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Yeah, we're excited for it to come to the area and hit the local movie theaters. But we'll see what the folks think over there in France. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. And I've got more local news and happenings for you. We've got the on-air job fair. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports reports here on 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Looking for your next career? The Synergy Company is now hiring multiple positions. They partner with Red Rock Tots to offer on-site licensed and quality child care to employees. Red Rock Tots is accepting enrollments for full-time, part-time, and after-school care. For more information, call Heather at 435-313-4387. For employment opportunities at the Synergy Company, call 435-610-2783 or apply online at thesynergycompany.com. Attention adventurers! Fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has an immediate opening for an experienced maintenance manager with a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Also, front desk, housekeeping, and house person wanted at $20.50 an hour. Worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing are available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person, on-site, at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including OB/med surgery registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a scrub technician, a sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. Also, Spanish Valley Clinic seeks a receptionist and an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade, that's M-S-L-A-D-E, at sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including environmental health director, a full-time economic development specialist, and an advanced EMT or paramedic. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tourant role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
Advanced Air, Moab's full-service heating and air conditioning contractor since 2010, is excited to offer Red Rock 92 listeners an exciting deal. Right now, for just $94.95, Advanced Air will tune up your furnace. In the spring, you'll get an AC tune-up for free. Advanced Air installs and services all makes and models of heating and air conditioning equipment with factory-trained technicians. Call 435-260-7637 today. Advanced Air of Moab, integrity you can count on.
The Doobie Sisters, Montezuma County's only family-owned and operated recreational cannabis dispensary, is excited to announce the opening of their second location in Mancos.
Find great deals during happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6 and shop a newly expanded inventory. There's always something for everyone at the Doobie Sisters. Order online at doobiesistersco.com. The Doobie Sisters, the best cannabis customer experience in the Four Corners since 2016.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Wednesday, April 10th, 2024, 9:46 a.m. And Wednesday, which means we got the sports report in person, live and alive.
I don't know.
I don't know if I can say much more beyond
I came
beyond
rolling
that.
In out of the ditch. I know that.
Yeah, Rhett Sifford not feeling great, but powering through nonetheless.
Do apologize for the voice quality. We'll try to get through this without hacking up a lung here. But we do have some sports to talk about since I haven't talked about sports all week. I've been kind of lost, I guess, not knowing my own identity during this week, but... Trying to get better, but sports keep rolling along and really cranking into high gear for sure. We've had some good games yesterday, real battle between the two teams who are leading the 2A East region in Utah in baseball, San Juan and Duchesne, and that was at Duchesne, and San Juan winning the first game of a doubleheader 13-12. Then Duchesne took the second game 8-5, so a real cool battle, a tight battle between those two teams. Obviously, going to be a factor in the postseason or toward the end of the year. You know, those two teams may end up having a battle in the bracket. But a good matchup between those two. So I don't think anything has been decided then because of that matchup yesterday. They're both still the co-regions of the co-leaders of the region. So, but the San Juan baseball team is in third place, a little bit ahead of Duchesne. With the 11-5 record now in 2A baseball in Utah. So that is what was at stake there yesterday. And then we had a local matchup on the softball diamond, San Juan and Grand County. That was in Blanding yesterday, and the home team winning that one, San Juan 10-5 over Grand County. And San Juan also in third in the softball ranks in 2A Utah, 7-3 record now. Grand County is in 10th with a 5-5 record after that loss to the Lady Broncos yesterday. Let's see, we had a baseball battle, Monticello getting their first official win in another local rivalry matchup yesterday against Dove Creek, and that was played over the state line in Dove Creek, a 14-4 win for Monticello. So the Monticello baseball team in 11th in the 2A ranks in with a 1-6 record. Dove Creek, I need to take a look at them. They dropped to 17th now with a 5-3 record in the Colorado 1A with the loss to Monticello. Let's see, what did I... Grand County baseball beating North Sevier in Salina yesterday, 17-1. So that was an easy win for Grand County, and they're also in the top 10 in the Utah 2A, ranked 6th with an 11-6 record. And we had Monticello softball suffered a doubleheader sweep yesterday versus Altamont. That was here in Monticello, 22-0 and 19-0. That was all the games yesterday, stick and ball games that was. It's hard to kind of keep track. I think you have to pay to get results for golf over in Colorado, so I have a tough time finding any results in Colorado for golf, but unless the schools contact me. But just want to take a look at maybe some of the top 10 teams that we didn't mention already this morning in the standings. And Grand County softball is 10th. I think I already mentioned them, but boys soccer, Grand County is 5th, so they're in the top 5 in the Utah 2A with a 6-2 record. And I think that's it. The other teams we all mentioned. But today we've got a couple games. San Juan baseball is back on the diamond. They've come back home. They'll host Kirtland. I'm unclear. I've seen that listed both ways, whether it's a single game today or going to be a doubleheader. I'm not 100% sure. But Kirtland Central is coming up from New Mexico to play San Juan. So that should be a fun matchup on the San Juan baseball diamond. Baseball in southeastern Utah is always a bit crazy this time of year. Of course, now depends on which way the wind's going. Home runs might be easier to come by, but we had some severe winds, of course, last week, and I believe this game was won, or Yeah, I think this game against Kirtland was the one that was postponed from last week due to wind. Obviously, we still have wind, but maybe not to the level we had last week. But then the Monticello and Green River golf teams are going to be at the Carbon Country Club today. Those are the two events that I know of today. So that's what's going on. Again, I do apologize for the voice quality. I'm hoping by next week I can feel a little bit better and sound a little bit better on the radio as well.
Very good. Thanks for powering through. That reminded me, I just saw this somewhere else earlier and just thought I'd bring it up now. You know, in wrestling, they have the National High School. They have a national tournament once a year. It's kind of in the off season, and they do it not only by weight but also by year. But have a finalist from the Red Rock Country, Austin Paris, out of Grand County. He finished second in the sophomore 138-pound division. And so congratulations to Austin Paris.
That's, wow.
All-American honors and a runner-up in that that final. So, yeah, pretty great stuff there.
That is impressive.
Yeah, so very good. Again, we've got the regional sports report as well, taking a look at some regional NBA games last night. Looks like the Denver Nuggets beating the Utah Jazz in Salt Lake City last night, 111-95. Nikola Jokic with 28 points in the win for the Nuggets, and the Phoenix Suns losing to the Los Angeles Clippers yesterday, 105-92. Looks like tonight, two of our regional teams back in action, back to back. Denver is hosting Minnesota tonight at 8, and Phoenix is in Los Angeles taking on the Clippers. So they played that game last night in Phoenix, and then they both traveled over to LA to play again, I guess. So, speaking of regional teams, we've got Major League Baseball, of course, underway. And yesterday, the Arizona Diamondbacks beating the Colorado Rockies in Denver 3-2. That evened up that series that's going on now. Game three happening today at 1 o'clock in Denver between our two regional baseball teams. The Diamondbacks are second in the NL West with a record of 5-7, and the Rockies are fifth with a record of 3-9. That'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.